The Greek World. Section 1. Greece and Persia.
If you were there. You're a great military leader and the ruler of a great empire. You control everything in the nations you've conquered. One of your advisors urges you to force conquered people to give up their customs. He thinks they should adopt your way of life. But another advisor disagrees. Let them keep their own ways, she says, and you'll earn their loyalty. Whose advice do you take? Why?
Building background. Among the rulers who faced decisions like the one described above were the rulers of the Persian Empire. Created in 550 BC, the empire grew quickly. Within about 30 years, the Persians had conquered many peoples, and Persian rulers had to decide how these people would be treated. Persia becomes an empire. While the Athenians were taking the first steps toward creating a democracy, a new power was rising in the east. This power, the Persian Empire, would one day attack Greece. But early in their history, the Persians were an unorganized, nomadic people. It took the skills of leaders like Cyrus the Great and Darius the First to change that situation. Under these leaders, the Persians created a huge empire, one of the mightiest of the ancient world. Cyrus the Great. Early in their history, the Persians often fought other peoples of Southwest Asia. Sometimes they lost. In fact, they lost a fight to a people called the Medes, and were ruled by them for about 150 years. In 550 BC, however, Cyrus II led a Persian revolt against the Medes. His revolt was successful. Cyrus won independence for Persia and conquered the Medes. His victory marked the beginning of the Persian Empire. As you can see on the map, Cyrus conquered much of Southwest Asia, including nearly all of Asia Minor during his rule. Included in this region were several Greek cities that Cyrus took over. He then marched south to conquer Mesopotamia. Cyrus also added land to the east. He led his army into Central Asia to the Jaxartes River, which we now call the Syr Darya. When he died around 529 BC, Cyrus ruled the largest empire the world had ever seen. Cyrus let the people he conquered keep their own customs. He hoped this would make them less likely to rebel. He was right. Few people rebelled against Cyrus, and his empire remained strong. Because of his great successes, historians call him Cyrus the Great. The Persian Army. Cyrus was successful in his conquests because his army was strong. It was strong because it was well-organized and loyal. At the heart of the Persian army were the immortals, 10,000 soldiers chosen for their bravery and skill. In addition to the immortals, the army had a powerful cavalry. A cavalry is a unit of soldiers who ride horses. Cyrus used his cavalry to charge at and shoot an enemy with arrows. This strategy weakened the enemy before the immortals attacked. Together, the cavalry and the immortals could defeat almost any foe. The Persian Empire grows stronger. Cyrus's son Cambyses continued to expand the Persian Empire after Cyrus died. For example, he conquered Egypt and added it to the empire. Soon afterward, though, a rebellion broke out in Persia. During this rebellion, Cambyses died. His death left Persia without a clear leader. Within 4 years, a young prince named Darius I claimed the throne and killed all his rivals for power. Once he was securely in control, Darius worked to restore order in Persia. He also improved Persian society and expanded the empire. Political organization. Darius organized the empire by dividing it into 20 provinces. Then he chose governors, called satraps, to rule the provinces for him. The satraps collected taxes for Darius, served as judges, and put down rebellions within their territories. Satraps had great power within their provinces, but Darius remained the empire's real ruler. His officials visited each province to make sure the satraps were loyal to Darius. He called himself King of Kings to remind other rulers of his power. Persian society. After Darius restored order to the empire, he made many improvements to Persian society. For example, he built many roads. Darius had roads built to connect various parts of the empire. Messengers used these roads to travel quickly throughout Persia. One road, called the Royal Road, was more than 1,700 miles long. Even Persia's enemies admired these roads and the Persian messenger system. For example, one Greek historian wrote, "Nothing mortal travels so fast as these Persian messengers. These men will not be hindered from accomplishing at their best speed the distance which they have to go, either by snow or rain or heat or by the darkness of night." Herodotus, from History of the Persian Wars. Darius also built a new capital for the empire. It was called Persepolis. Darius wanted his capital to reflect the glory of his empire, so he filled the city with beautiful works of art. For example, 3,000 carvings like the ones on the previous page line the city's walls. Statues throughout the city glittered with gold, silver, and precious jewels. During Darius's rule, a new religion arose in the Persian Empire as well. This religion, which was called Zoroastrianism, taught that there were two forces fighting for control of the universe. One force was good, and the other was evil. Its priests urged people to help the side of good in its struggle. This religion remained popular in Persia for many centuries. Persian expansion. Like Cyrus, Darius wanted the Persian Empire to grow. In the east, he conquered the entire Indus Valley. He also tried to expand the empire westward into Europe. However, before Darius could move very far into Europe, he had to deal with a revolt in the empire. The Persians fight Greece. In 499 BC, several Greek cities in Asia Minor rebelled against Persian rule. To help their fellow Greeks, a few city-states in mainland Greece sent soldiers to join the fight against the Persians. The Persians put down the revolt, but Darius was still angry with the Greeks. Although the cities that had rebelled were in Asia, Darius was enraged that other Greeks had given them aid. He swore to get revenge on the Greeks. The Battle of Marathon. 9 years after the Greek cities rebelled, Darius invaded Greece. He and his army sailed to the plains of Marathon, near Athens. This invasion began a series of wars between Persia and Greece that historians call the Persian Wars. The Athenian army had only about 11,000 soldiers, while the Persians had about 15,000. However, the Greeks won the battle because they had better weapons and clever leaders. According to legend, a messenger ran from Marathon to Athens, a distance of just over 26 miles, to bring news of the great victory. Crying out, "Rejoice, we conquer!" the exhausted runner fell to the ground and died. The Second Invasion of Greece. 10 years after the Battle of Marathon, Darius's son, Xerxes I, tried to conquer Greece again. In 480 BC, the Persian army set out for Greece. This time, they were joined by the Persian navy. The Greeks prepared to defend their homeland. This time, Sparta, a powerful city-state in southern Greece, joined with Athens. The Spartans had the strongest army in Greece, so they went to fight the Persian army. Meanwhile, the Athenians sent their powerful navy to attack the Persian navy. To slow the Persian army, the Spartans sent about 1,400 soldiers to Thermopylae, a narrow mountain pass. The Persians had to cross through this pass to attack Greek cities. For 3 days, the small Greek force held off the Persian army. Then the Persians asked a traitorous Greek soldier to lead them through another pass. A large Persian force attacked the Spartans from behind. Surrounded, the brave Spartans and their allies fought to their deaths. After winning the battle, the Persians swept into Athens, attacking and burning the city. Although the Persians won the battle in the pass, the Greeks quickly regained the upper hand. A few days after Athens was burned, the Athenians defeated the Persian navy through a clever plan. They led the larger Persian navy into the narrow straits of Salamis. The Persians had so many ships that they couldn't steer well in the narrow strait. As a result, the smaller Athenian boats easily sank many Persian ships. Those ships that were not destroyed soon returned home. Soon after the Battle of Salamis, an army of soldiers from all over Greece beat the Persians at Plataea. This battle ended the Persian Wars. Defeated, the Persians left Greece. For the Persians, this defeat was humiliating, but it was not a major blow. Their empire remained strong for more than a century after the war. For the Greeks, though, the defeat of the Persians was a triumph. They had saved their homeland. Summary and preview. Athens and Sparta fought together against Persia. Their friendship didn't last long, though. In the next section, you will learn what happened when they became enemies. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.